My mom, stay-at-home mom, she was a CPA before she was a stay-at-home mom. She really pestered me about things. She's very organized. Like, when you could look up your kids' grades online, that happened when I was like 13. And I'd walk home every day. She'd be like, what's this zero? What's this zero? She's the type, were you a scrapbook mom?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, see, I got her. My mom did the scrapbooks. Did you go this far? My mom, she would keep everything as far. The other week, she texted me out of nowhere. She's like, I was going through reminiscing, and I found all of your teeth. Did you keep the teeth? You have all of her teeth? Do you have her hair, too? Do you have her hair? A little hair. I mean, what are... Every white mom in Johnson County is like ready to clone their child. I'm expecting a call any day. They're like, we've arrested your mom. We think she's hiding a body somewhere. I'm like, well, belongs to me, actually.
So I remember getting to college, and Welcome Week was nothing but get to know you games. And, you know, one of the first ones they do is the, you know, never have I ever. And so I was like, I'll go first, you know. Never got to first base. Anybody else, you know? And and what is it exactly? And they, it was a private Christian school, so they had neither. So you know, everyone. I remember playing the name game at Southwest Baptist. Though it was harder than normal. All their names are Ezekiel, Judah, Daniel, and everything. You know, it was very tricky. And then I remember, you know, going around. It's just dumb icebreaker stuff, but you know, like, hey, all right, and now I want to know, we're going to go around, if you could have dinner with any celebrity, dead or alive, which would you choose? I was like, definitely alive, you know? That's a no-brainer.
Just before we get started, we're about to do a fun live podcast. We wanted to give you all a little extra bit of comedy, but thank you guys for coming out, because we haven't really done this, and just taking your time Wednesday night. So give yourself a round of applause. Thank you guys, and please welcome the rest of the Correct Opinions podcast, Jake Triplett, and also my wife, Katie Kennedy. Give it up. Let's do this. Correct Opinions. This episode is sponsored once again by my friends at Good Ranchers. Oh my gosh, I can't wait. I'm eating their meat so much, which, yeah, I mean that.
Yeah, I mean, we have it all the time. We went and had like a football watch party. My friends know that I have it. Like, hey, if I grill out, will you bring Good Ranchers?
Dude, it's the best. And they send me these big boxes of meat. So I'm like, I'm hosting dinner parties. I'm supplying the Labor Day cookout. Say less. They have amazing high quality meat. And they're offering a very special deal now, free ground beef for 2 years. All subscriptions to any box will receive a bonus 2 pounds of their high-quality Angus ground beef in every order for 2 years. That's a $480 value that all subscribers get for free.
That is kind of crazy.
Yeah, their ground beef's the best ground beef in the country. You can also lock in their price for 2 years while securing your supply of versatile and quality ground beef for 2 years as well. They're not going to up the price on you for
Inflation-proof.
Sourced from small family farms, no antibiotics or hormones ever, humanely handled, all the good stuff, Angus cattle, 100% American cattle. They even have some, they have chicken, pork now. Yeah. They do pre-season chicken.
Yeah. Toss that on. I think it's Italian seasoned. I've been doing that a lot.
They also have the fajita. Mm-hmm. It's got a little Mexican, a abuelo would like it.
Bueno.
So use our code FAMILYMAN to get $25 off any box. Use our code FAMILYMAN for $25 off any box at goodranchers.com. Their brand new subscription offer, free ground beef for 2 years on top of the discount. It's over $500 off. GoodRanchers.com. Good Ranchers, American meat delivered. Okay, we're doing the podcast.
Hi, everyone.
Awesome.
This is great.
We all good back there, our crew? Yes, sir, family man.
Don't look at him.
He was supposed to wear a mask, wasn't he?
Yeah. He's from Liberty. He doesn't wear masks.
Yeah.
Oh, easy, ma'am. Easy. He's from a town called Liberty.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. You can hear us okay. We're good. We got the mic. We're good.
Cool, all right.
Did you hear the joke? It was funny.
Yeah, I heard it.
We got in a mini. I do this thing where I go, Katie, I wonder, okay, show, like, watch this video. Or what do you think of this joke? And I'm so grateful she's honest, and she'll be like, I didn't love that one. I'll be like, what do you mean you didn't love that one? And then I get angry.
I know. I'm like, wait, do you want me to lie to you?
Yeah. But you were honest. But you were wrong.
I was wrong. Wow. That was probably the first time I've ever admitted that, so take note.
Okay, we're here. You've been
this
here.
This is great.
Is this your first time? Or
I was going to say, I actually... So this is the second time I've done stand-up on the stage before. The first time was probably, 2019, 2020. It was like, all right, we're going to actually go on tour. I need to... practice jokes, and it did not go like tonight did. There was not like 100 really friendly people in the audience. I was standing right here, and there were 7 people sitting right here. They were all just other comedians waiting to go. Very different, just demographic than what you would see at a Trey Kennedy show, I would say. Just going into it, I'm like, this is not gonna be helpful at all. And it was confirmed when the guy before me did, you only get 3 minutes, and all 3 of his minutes were about how he wanted to make out with Jesus. And I was like, okay. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, well, I was planning on saying I wasn't allowed to watch Harry Potter when I was a kid, so that's going to be a little different. But that's what it's like. I mean, the open mic grind is like horrible, and it's not helpful, and it's not fun.
Yeah, I mean, I was lucky because the whole video has thrust me into it. But when Jake, he was just filming for me and editing, and I was like, do you want to be a comedian for me? Like, which in hindsight is kind of insane, but I mean, I knew you could do it, but I was fortunate enough to just have like an agent put me on a show, but you had to come show up and like, yeah.
It was really nice of you. You're like, hey, you can hold the camera pretty steady. Would you like to do stand-up comedy?
Yeah.
I see it.
And at first, I think the pitch was to be a DJ. I was like, dude, I have Spotify. That's great. I can do it.
I don't think I knew that.
Do you remember?
Because you've like...
DJ Jake.
You were like a DJ for a minute.
I mean...
Well, you kind of did at weddings and stuff.
Yeah,
did you have a DJ name?
I did not. I went by just my born Christian name.
Jake!
Hey, Jake's here. I got Spotify Premium.
You mean Jacob?
Jacob. Yeah, if it was in a church. But yeah, I DJed a couple weddings, and I DJed a father-daughter dance one time. And so I think Trey kind of heard kind of the murmurs. He's like, all right, let's get him on tour. And then DJ turned into comedian. So
that's awesome.
Anyway, have you been here before?
I have. I've done some shows here. It was a good time. I hopped on some shows with some comedians. It's a good spot.
Yeah.
You know?
Was the couch here when you performed?
No.
Okay, yeah.
Shout out our team. We just moved it out here from the green room. It's a nice vibe. It's comfortable.
Very
lay
comfy.
Down? You comfortable?
Yeah, do you guys mind if I just lay down?
New mom.
Take a little nap. Weird.
New mom. Baby Thomas, he's asleep?
Yeah, he's asleep backstage. Last time I was here, actually, I was pregnant with him, and I was sitting in the very back corner eating pretzels, trying not to throw up.
I did 2 shows here one night, and the first show I came off back there, and I was like... I'm so funny, yes! And then I did the second show, I was like, maybe none of that was funny. It's the ups and downs of it all, so y'all just made us... Y'all are great, man. Y'all made us feel good. What?
Yeah, that was good. Stand-up is so interesting. I feel like I have all this adrenaline before performing, and then I get so geared up just to stand still for 30 minutes. It's very weird trying to figure out what to do with all this energy. Then you get off stage, and you feel so good, too. Mm-hmm. And I have to sit there and listen to you for an hour. You know?
You should try flailing around. Yeah. It feels really
good time
nice.
To work out, maybe like a new routine after you get off stage. Work out.
Just do
work
my out. Routine. Yeah. I do like that. Recently, it shows Trey. I will come off stage, or just even before I'm about to go on stage. Trey has started stretching before.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting old. He's trying to be a physical comedian still.
I don't know.
When you hit 30.
We came back here and we dropped off Thomas somewhere, so we drove down with the baby. And it was all good. He's great. We said like 6 months, but on the way here, for like 5 minutes, all we heard back there was, and it just pooped everywhere.
You're just like, please don't be on the car seat.
Yeah, that's a wild new experience. She knows she's a mother of one. How old?
Oh my
yours?
Gosh, that's so impressive.
He is 15 months.
15 months.
I just started walking, which is why I'm tired.
Started walking. Yeah, you're tired. Wait, we had a big stay-at-home mom supporter back there. Yeah, what's your name?
Maddie.
Maddie, how many kids? 2. Oh, she cut. Wow.
You've met one of them.
How old are they?
Well, you know one of them.
Oh, Matt, have you? What's his name? Yeah, it's you. How old's... It's the little boy, right?
Aiden.
What is he, like 10 months now?
He just turned one.
What's going on?
I can explain.
Fill me in. And then Philcadian, me first.
We've done several local shoots, and she's always here. Oh.
She has nothing going on.
Yeah, she's been like the first three times was like, what a supporter. And now I'm like, let's keep an eye on her. Husband's here tonight. What's your name, dude?
Kyle.
Yes. Sick. What's the kid? Aiden, and what's the other?
Isabel.
Isabel, that's so cute.
Okay,
thank
nice.
You all for being here. Thank you guys. Thank you all you guys for being here. We're gonna have a fun time, and we're just we had a great week last week. We did a traveling. We road tripped. Which road tripping? I posted a little on social media. People loved it. Like, we were road tripping. First road trip since he was like 2 months. So it's kind of like, that's easy. He's just like asleep. And we had to drive just a few hours. Mm-hmm. But we were like 10 minutes down the road and he lost it and needed to be like consoled. And we were just like in a Jimmy John's parking lot as she, like I joked
literally
about, just
literally a
like
mile away from our house.
In a Jimmy John's parking lot. It was like a 3.5 hour drive that took 6 hours.
Oh my gosh.
And the parents know. But it was, we successfully did it because we've joked on the podcast. We kind of our class, when we get in a car for hours, that's what Katie likes to really dig in when I'm like, I can't escape. You know? I'm in the confines of a car.
The fight like, pod.
That other week, you said the thing. And we really, it was a pleasant road trip. We did good.
It was. I think it's because like we preface it so much like, we're going to fight, we're going to fight. And then you don't fight.
Right. Yeah. But then we got home.
I saved it all up.
Did you see? I feel like I have a strategy for you, Trey. Next time Katie is upset at you.
Oh, all yours.
Yeah, I kind of got marriage figured out. Well, Mitch McConnell had another frozen kind of experience. Like last week or something, he froze again. It was sad. Like, some woman tried to come up and help him, and she tried to blame him. She's like, speak up so we can hear you next time. And it's like, I mean, the guy, he had another stroke. And so anyway, I think my thought for you is like, hey, he's getting away with it. Why can't you get away with it?
Yeah, so, it's almost kind of genius. They asked him a tough question, and he's just like, yeah, that's what I should do.
Why don't I be Katie, and okay, you be yourself, and try to get out of it. Okay? So,
Katie, you know what?
No, hold on. No. I need to say
something.
Earlier
tonight,
you have
any idea what it takes to make a TikTok? You have
and
no idea.
Maddie, algorithm? Something's going on with you and Maddie.
No,
I don't like that.
No.
I gotta explain
Kyle's
that.
Here.
How do you know her kids?
I don't.
Explain it. How do you know her kids? Please. I would love to. It's great. You're out of it now.
You're out.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's having a stroke.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would think.
Sorry for people sitting literally behind us. It was really funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
You heard.
Yeah. It was great.
Oh man, no. We don't. You've been married 6 months.
Long time. Three.
Three.
Yeah.
What's y'all? So I. It's funny when we were together. There was the first bit. I would brag. I'd be like, yeah, we don't really fight. Mm-hmm. We don't. Are you still in that phase?
Yeah, I would say so. I don't think we've had anything come up that we haven't been able to resolve in like 5 minutes in like a conversation. So far, so good.
You'll be amazed. I was so confident. I was like, dude, we're just best friends. We're so good. We will. Oh my gosh. I'd be like, are we good? Are we like, you have a kid? We drove past like a little Mexican restaurant on the way here. I was like, remember we went there one time? We just, one night we were like, let's go there. I was like, we can't do that again for 20 years. We have to plan
dramatic.
It. It's great, but we had a wild week last week. Thomas was sick. It was our first experience with a sick baby, which was sad.
I forget how to, like, he woke up like three times a night because he wasn't feeling good. And I'm like, oh yeah, we did this, but nothing was expected of me during the day last time he did this. Now I have to function like an adult. So.
Yeah. Because they sleep all day. This morning he woke up at, he slept for the night for the first time in a few weeks because he's been sick, a week or so. And it was like 6:30. And typically we're used to like, he'd been up all night. And she's gracious to do that. And she'll go, he'll go to sleep. She's like, he's awake for the day. She laid him next to me. He was just like, ah!
He woke up with some energy today.
Kind of the anti-Mitch McConnell.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We have high hopes. Yeah.
He could be something. Yeah, we're good, though. When you were talking about your road trip, can you explain a little bit more why you were in the passenger seat and Katie was driving? I know that really fired people up.
Thank you.
Passenger princess.
I was getting called passenger princess.
Yeah, where
which
did
I
that
never
term
even,
come
you know
from?
This?
No,
I've
never
heard
this.
That?
Girl, all girls know this. Passenger princess.
Right?
It's unbelievable. Oh. Okay, what? You're a couple? You're a couple? Siblings. Sorry.
Hey.
That was the one. The only one. Couple? Do y'all married or y'all been together a while?
Yeah, we're married.
35 weeks.
Married. 30. Oh. Oh, no. That's pretty early. Do y'all split driving or you're... She
Ooh.
Does the majority of, okay, respect. Passenger prince, bro. I don't know, I was getting heat for this. I was like, she can drive, should we try? I'm big advocate. We kind of both were like, you drive.
Yeah.
None of us are like, I love it. I'm like, it's your turn.
Yeah, for sure.
We split. But I kind of played myself because he was bad on that drive, so I found myself in the back like, for hours. Yeah, I know. I was getting. Do you drive?
I would say I almost always drive. On the way, Rachel and I went to Iowa for Labor Day, so we drove back Monday evening, had a fantasy football draft, pulled over. Rachel drove. It was really nice.
Yeah.
I get it, dude. I get it. That's nice. Man. Yeah. I'm going to have a lot more fantasy football drafts coming up. Yeah, I don't know. There's one in the middle of the season. I don't know. I gotta ride shotgun.
Yeah, I will say. I really zone out when I'm passenger, though, which she doesn't like.
Yeah.
Every girl, does she do this? Why does every girl drive like this?
Yes. Rachel asked if, she's like, next time I drive, can you move the steering wheel up? Because I want to be able to put my foot behind my head, basically. Like, I don't know.
Everyone.
You got to get comfy, you know?
I don't know what it is. It's weird.
The last 30 minutes of the drive, Rachel is trying to drive, and she's doing this. She's like, my hip, it's just so tight from having to keep it.
I'm having a contraction.
I mean, it killed her having to keep her legs where everyone else keeps their legs when they drive. She's like, I just can't. I've never had my legs so just on the ground for so long. Oh, my gosh. My hip.
That's
a good observation. The girls, yeah, they get after it.
Oh, they get after it. I'll never understand.
Even in the passenger seat, though, too, right? I feel like we like
seat.
To kind of put on the dashboard.
Yeah, Rachel's feet are never on the ground. Like, she'll like, do this.
Yeah,
floor is lava.
Yeah.
Floor is lava.
Why is that? I just thought you were weird. Everyone's doing it.
Huh. That's good. Rachel, is she flexible or no?
I prefer, I don't want to comment on that.
Raise up your hands, you're flexible. It's not what I'm...
I'm going to go Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, yeah. That is the appropriate time to do that.
You know what? You know what? We're entertainers. It's
part of it.
Got myself in a weird spot there, but all good. Fantasy football. Fantasy football? Your guy do fantasy football? Just
Did all the drafts happen in the past 2 days?
Oh yeah, you can't be too. Travis Kelce blew out his knee yesterday.
Yeah.
You gotta wait. You gotta be patient. We hope he's okay. Feel good about the team.
Doesn't seem too confident.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He doesn't drive. You know, he's probably not even the owner of his team.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Any. You do fantasy football? Same league or different?
Different.
You got a women league.
Wow. What's going on?
Are you really into it?
Get the vibe here.
Like...
I drive, I got two leads.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're really into it.
Kind of.
I don't know.
We got any other girls in leagues? We got girls in fantasy leagues? Oh, yeah, we got one right here.
Two leagues
right there.
Wow.
Okay, what's your name?
Sydney.
Let's go. What's your fantasy team name?
Well, my first one is I've got Herbert as a quarterback, so it's Herbert Goji.
Herbert
those Chiefs.
Okay. I thought you were going to go the Sherbert route. Good for you.
Nice. Nameless, okay.
Nameless, that's cute.
Workshopping it. Cool. Yeah, we'll figure it out for you. Katie got invited to a... Does Rachel do a women's league?
It's co-ed. But yeah, a women's
very league. Nice.
It is, yeah, a women's league. They get 70% less of the players to choose from. So that's,
I know.
That's why she can't think of a name. Yeah. All the good guys are taken. Yeah, Rachel drafted last night in a league, and it was so funny. Like, the passion that was there, but it's just hollow passion. It's passion with, like, no knowledge of what to be passionate about. Yeah. So it was, like, time to draft a kicker, and she was like, whew, Jay Elliott or Waiku? What do you think? I think Jelliot. I bet he has a good season. And I'm like, a kicker doesn't really matter. She's like, nah, I'm drafting. Hold on.
He has a nice smile.
Yeah,
he has a
look
nice
at
smile.
Him. Yeah, I was like, Rachel, you can't just draft all the white guys. Okay, you got to.
Yeah, that's a bad look for sure. Katie got asked to be part of a group, and I know her, so I was like, you're not going to keep up with that. But also, I was like, let me have my thing. Mm-hmm. Do you want your girl to be a part of it, or do you want to have your thing?
I think Rachel's in a good spot, is a good balance. If it was like, what's going on over here, I'd be a little nervous.
Yeah.
Can't have more leagues than me. Okay.
She's out there on the weekend like, hold kicks for me. I'm punting.
Yeah, like Amazon package shows up. What is that? Shoulder pads. Yeah, I don't know. Thought it'd be fun to watch a game in them.
Yeah, that's right. I'm ovulating 12 days straight. Put the helmet on.
Hilarious.
It was. Oh man. Okay, should we get to a few segments?
Yeah, that's right. I have a dramatic reading for us. A little something I found on
Facebook. Give us the breakdown.
This is a classic Facebook post. You know, it's at the top of your feed, and you've never seen this woman before. It's like, I don't know how this is brought up, but if it's at the top, you know, probably a lot of comments, good engagement, and you can see why there's a lot of comments. So this is just some random woman that I probably knew in high school or something.
Ooh,
Family Man,
Facebook.
Can we get some dramatic music, please?
This is Facebook.
This is Facebook.
You're on Facebook?
Yeah, I do get on. Honestly, the problem is it's on my home screen, and so then the notifications pop up.
It still gets me in there.
I gotta like get out of it. Derek,
are you on Facebook?
I forgot my password and haven't logged in since.
Oh, this
really?
Is good. Do you? Who's like this? She makes up a unique password for all 600 websites she signs up for.
Why?
It's a nightmare.
That's crazy.
No one is like, gonna get into my stuff.
Like the Peloton account. What is it? Should be like iBike 123. Oh, we got it. Oh,
okay. Here we go.
Thank you, Derek. And action.
Action. This is a good choice. This is nice. I have a 9-month-old who keeps throwing food on the floor from her high chair and her drink cup. I've asked her many times and tried explaining to not throw food on the floor, and she just stares at me right in the eyes with her hand hanging it there and then does it. It's irritating because I know she's hungry, but I took her out of the chair the other day and explained we were having a little time away from the food and she could go back to it after. I then put her back in 5 minutes later. She scoffed at it and threw a couple more bits on the floor. Also, when she's done having her drink, she'll throw it on the floor from her chair and then stare at it and still want it.
What a dumb baby.
Yeah. I will try and show her that she doesn't have to throw it on the floor and she can just put it in the cup holder a bit for when she wants it again, but then she'll just throw it again.
It's all complicated.
How can I teach her and explain to her at 9 months old, please? Or will it always be this way? I mentioned it to the HV.
What's that?
I don't know
what
that is.
That's where you get your driver's license.
Okay. I mentioned it to the HV at her 9-month review the other day, but she was more interested in stopping us co-sleeping. Thanks. Good post.
Wow.
I'm not a parent, so I don't know what to do. Do you have any thoughts? I mean, that sounds normal to me. That's that's too bad.
Mom, do you sense the frustration?
Yeah. I mean, when I tell Thomas, can you please stop pooping in the car on the way to places, he just does it again.
It's not...
It's like not that complicated.
It's like they're not listening.
Yeah. I get it.
That's a wild pose. I love it. It's like just picking up a toy. Don't drop it again. I'm saying it in plain English.
And you know what? You haven't paid rent in 9 months, all right?
Yeah.
Enough's enough.
I love the very
end. Put it in the cup holder.
Yeah. Put it in the cup holder. What was the very end?
The doctor was more interested.
What's HV?
I think she meant to put HP, healthcare provider.
E.
Oh,
not good.
Good. Yeah, okay. Nice. Yeah, we have a nice, good job. That's it.
Okay, good translation.
I thought you were going HPV. I thought it was going to be weird.
Yeah, HIV.
Nice. She can't hold on to her food. Does she have HPV? What's the problem? I like it. What was the very end say?
At her 9-month review the other day, but she was more interested in stopping us co-sleeping.
Co-sleeping.
And there is an emoji. I don't know how you would describe it. It's like a...
Can you do it with your face?
Yeah. Like there's like a cloud next to the mouth. So like blowing out air, tired.
Yes, yes.
This one.
Co-sleeping.
Is that, we see that's how it is?
Yep, that's exactly what I was...
Co-sleeping. That's when the baby sleeps with you?
Mm-hmm.
Co-sleep. Did you co-sleep? No. Did you co-sleep? You did. But still, are you serious? You slept with the babies the whole life?
She's only two.
You might want to talk to your HPV.
Yeah. She's only two. No way she's keeping her food in the cup holder.
Yeah. That's going to be awesome when she grows up to college and you sleep in her dorm with her. That's going to be really cool.
Yeah, guys, I was raised to co-sleep.
I can't help it.
This is my mom. That's the best part of becoming a parent is now you get to judge everyone doing it differently.
Because everyone does it, their own way.
Yeah. Because some people, they co-sleep. Or do you sleep train? Do you do the whole thing?
No.
When you...
Half
train. Caboose.
Trailed off. He resisted. Oh, yeah.
He wasn't listening to you.
Yeah. Huh. Our child wasn't obedient, so we stopped. It wasn't worth it.
What do you think people say about us, Trey?
I don't know. I'll be honest. I was a big, which I'm sure, especially men are like, I'm like, hey, we're military style. I'm with the baby sleeping. I don't care what we have to do. They just lock them in a room. But, I wasn't willing to do all that. But
shocker.
That's good.
We let him cry a little. But it is hard. But there was one night we let him cry for like 5 minutes, and then he stopped, went to sleep. I was like.
Right.
We cracked the code. That didn't really work, but.
It's wild. But we...
Did because y'all had the baby sleep with you. Do you from like day one they slept in your bed?
Sort of.
Yeah. Well, it's terrifying because you hear horror stories of like because if they're not quite old enough, you could
scary?
Like smush them.
So when they're newborns, no, not in the bed.
Okay.
Just like bassinet. Hanging on top of them.
We.
Is bassinet you what? Those Revolutionary War guns?
You're not. Yeah. She's like, I'm not crazy. Bassinet, yeah, it's
like an old musket, isn't it?
It takes a long time to reload.
Yeah. It's cool that she slept on that.
Mm-hmm. Battle of Westport.
Yeah. That's cool. I want to get to know you guys after this.
For some reason, we heard I know new parents always have these nightmares. We heard a horror story of, some distant connection of like, you accidentally roll over and kind of smother the kid. Horrific. And so we both, like, on a weekly basis, woke up in the middle of the night,
still.
Like...
Literally still. The other night, I did it twice.
Twice. And I put her in a headlock. I was like, you're fine. You're fine. Do not wake me up again.
It's weird. He's, like, big. I don't... It's very weird.
You get these weird... Yeah. How many kids y'all have?
Two.
You have two. What age?
Five and three.
Yeah, you get it.
And you guys had those nightmares also?
Yeah. Really?
Weird.
It's so weird.
It gets lodged in your mind, man. There was one time the other night, I happened to roll up next to her, and I thought her shoulder was our son's head, and I was like, what's he doing in the back? Why is he in here?
Yeah, my shoulder has little like hair on it, just like
Her head, and then the armpit, it drools. Like,
Yeah. Rachel and I don't have to worry about like a dream of like of us smothering someone else, but we have we put ourselves to the test. We might have been engaged, I think, but we all couples do this, I'm sure. We tried to suffocate each other with pillows just to see if it works.
Right. Tempur-Pedic, you can breathe through.
Yeah. Couch pillows in our house, you're gonna be just fine. So if someone like really pushes on you, you can still breathe.
Bassinet
would be tricky. Yeah. But just those tests you got to do before you get married.
Sounds super normal.
Okay, I want to. This also happened authentically as we were on our way over here. Katie, you guys push present. Y'all are familiar with the push present.
I am not.
So there's this new trend coming around. A woman gives birth push. Push.
A lot more pushing
with
than
you
that.
So far.
Yeah.
And you get a present. You're like, you push it
out. Oh, push present. I know that's what you said earlier, but now it clicks more. Like,
it's a whole thing. It's a weird and thing. You know, people start asking me, "What's the push present?" I'm like, "I don't the child,
the baby, yeah. Healthy boy."
A little much. Yeah. And she starts talking about the push present. I want this, that. She kind of forgets about it, and she brought it up literally on the drive here. And
we
might need a little Judge Jake. We might need some Judge Jake. All right?
Okay.
Ready for some Judge Jake, y'all? We
right
ready?
Right now? Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Push presents. Here's my sign. She brings it up. Because the way we do gifts, every couple figures out the way they like to do gifts. We're not a surprise me couple. I'm like, I know what I want. She knows what he wants. Your birthday comes around. You just buy what you want. And it's from me. And vice versa. That's how we do it. And so she's like, the push present. I'm not going to show up with something. She's like, I'm going to get it. And I'm like, well, I don't know if, like, I think it's a little much. She's like, I made this, you know, this whole, you know, I support women, but to an extent. It's
emoji.
Like, this whole, I made the baby. I pushed it out. How dare. And I was just like, well, okay, what? She's like, I want this beautiful ring. And I'm going to, every kid, I'll do this little band. So on this finger, I'll have, you know, however many. And Judge Jake, I just think, you know, What gifts better than a human being?
Okay,
right. So,
Katie, let me hear your sign. Feel free to clarify the details of this ring. Mm-hmm. Big jewelry guy now, so
You understand the ring.
Mm-hmm, I get
Isn't it nice to have something on your hand that you will forever wear?
Look at her appealing to my emotions.
The tone it changes. It does.
This is kind of a sales pitch. Kind of into it so far. Keep going.
That you will always look down and remember, like, you're married to Rachel, and this is a special thing that I'm going to have on my finger for the rest of my life. Wouldn't that be so sweet to have that on my hand for each child that I birth?
Okay. I hear ya. So is it going to be its own ring, or is it a band added on to something else?
It's just a band that I'm going to wear on the other hand. So I'm not looking for a large diamond or anything. Yeah. Just
I know you haven't witnessed it. It's not that bad.
I think I should have maybe asked for this. You know, the day after, not 6 months later, I think I would have been received a little bit better after witnessing what I did. But, you know, my argument is I'm going to wear it forever, you know.
Whoa.
And what?
Fingers stay in this. Oh, think I hear the old pushy.
He.
Who's that? The baby screaming? Get him out of here! He was screaming, Dad.
Yeah.
Dad's right.
That was not what he was screaming. And, you know, he was 9 pounds, 5 ounces. So
we should factor in the weight of the baby.
I think it was extra work.
And I do like the idea of a sliding scale based on the baby's weight. Yeah. It's like how nice of a push present.
You gotta get on board with that.
Yeah, if the next baby is like smaller, like less diamonds is fine.
Oh,
but
so there are diamonds now. Oh,
whoa.
That changed.
Okay, so I slide that in there. But I mean, it doesn't have to be. I did pick out a nice one that does have some small ones. But again, I'll wear it forever.
Okay, Trey, let me ask you this. What did you do? Do you feel like you deserve a push present?
He does. He does.
Thank you for honoring me and seeing me in this.
Yeah.
I slept on a cot.
For how long?
Two nights.
Oh my gosh.
my back hurt.
Yeah. Well, was it like a Tempur-Pedic cot?
No.
Oh my gosh.
You could easily smother someone.
It was a pull-out couch.
Night two, I was screaming, epidural, epidural. No one would help me.
Oh my gosh.
So think about that. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, I think Katie gets a ring. You guys have to decide. It's a sliding scale. The baby's weight determines how nice the ring is. But also Trey gets, a free massage for every night he had to sleep on the cot. Not from...
Do I have to perform?
No, not from
massage?
You. Like from, like a masseuse
from
or
from her, yeah.
yeah, you guys can co-sleep. just kidding.
jokes.
Just a joke.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
That's
a
ruling.
He has some massage envy gift cards.
Massage envy gift cards? Yeah. Nice.
You got it.
All right. There we go. There you have it. What do you got next? We got.
Well, honestly, speaking of massages, can I do a quick triggered?
Yes.
Just real quick, if that's okay.
Let's get triggered. What's
okay.
Oh, I got one. Go ahead.
These are minor triggerings, but one is just the massage thing. Rachel got me a free massage gift card at Christmas, and I haven't used it yet. I was going to use it last week. Go to the website, Solera Salon and Spa. Anyone been to that here in Kansas City? Couple people. Someone said trash.
Trash.
Okay.
No happy ending.
He works for Massage Envy, their competitor. You know what? They might be trash. You go on the website, feel free to look around, and you try to book an appointment. The only option is book a tour. Like, well, I don't know if what I need is a tour. I was just on the tour.
They just keep opening doors and just naked people. That person's getting a massage.
They're about to. They're
that
in the middle of it.
That person's getting what?
They just got done. So I was like, I don't want to book a tour. The entire website is set up for you to be like a third party, like an outside like vendor there. Like, hey, do you cut hair? Do you like waxing people for a living?
Yeah.
Come work for Solera. Book a tour today. See where you could work. There's no possible way to book anything here. There's this tiny little part on the website, trash, and where you can book an appointment. The three options are like wax, hair coloring, or I don't know, something else, hair styling. Like, which one is massage out of that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's very intimidating.
And it is wax? Okay. That's what I signed up for. So I've called them four times, left them three voicemails.
Yeah, they're like, you think it's a massage? Like, and what do you want wax? You're like, full body. Feet is my favorite.
Yeah. I get a little ticklish in the back. So just, I don't know. But yeah, so I keep calling them and leaving them voicemails. And each voicemail, I get a little more desperate and a little more just like forthcoming. Like, hey, I would love to give you money. Just call me back. Like, you already have my business. Like, I will come whenever you want me to.
I'll set me up in a back alley.
Yeah.
I don't
just
care.
Just let me have a massage. And they won't call me back. And they are trash. That guy gets it.
Yeah.
So
massage
I'm triggered. I can't get a massage in this town.
Okay. My triggered, speaking of customer service, is you ever gone to like a trusted loved one and complained and they don't like agree with you?
Yeah, you really want.
You
yeah.
know, like
it's
he
not
does
a time
this
for
to
a
me
contrarian.
All the time. I'd be like, I was like, you don't realize. I just went, you know, to CVS. I checked out. I was trying my best to be nice to this person. They never looked me in the eyes once. They're very rude to me. She's like, well, maybe they're just having a tough day. And I'm
yeah.
like, no, you're supposed to agree that that's ridiculous. And that triggers me. You ever done that?
You should marry a social worker.
Oh,
yeah. They can see it from everybody's standpoint.
They are so empathetic. Oh, man. That's...
Yeah.
Just agree. Katie, like we said, she likes to Dr. Phil every situation. Like maybe they're, well, maybe they grew up in a tough environment and their parents are crying. Like they're just annoying.
Yeah.
Let's just help me out. Agree with that. Did you, anything triggered you this past week?
Well, it's more so just when I get triggered. We were talking about it backstage. Just, I feel like when I get triggered to a customer service person or someone, in my mind, what is coming across, and then what I tell you after, I'd be like, yeah, they wouldn't help me. I didn't understand. Da, da, da. I said this and this. And you're like, you didn't say that.
Oh, I looked at him and I said, you better find a new job because I'm reporting you.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't say that.
Like, yeah, where's our like people pleasers at? She'll come home. She's like, that was the most ridiculous, rudest person. I was like, I should report them. I was like, did you say all that? She's like, no, I told him have a nice day.
There like is if I one say something time, slightly rude, there was it's like one in such time, a nice way.
Yeah, there was one time, I forget the scenario, she was getting real frustrated with some altercation, and she just went, well, I don't really appreciate the way this has been done. And she walked out, she's like, did I cross the line there? I was like, you were so nice to them.
Yeah. On this, Katie, are you the same way? Like, even with like text or emails, like I'm gonna really let them know how I feel. Exclamation point. No. Backspace. Period. That should send the message. I mean business.
Yeah. I basically periods cuss only. Them out.
Yeah. I can't believe I did that.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm in a bad mood if I'm in sentences with periods. I would say.
Good to know.
Not good.
Okay. Moving right along. Derek, we good for it? We're gonna show a few video segments. We found our new favorite thing on the internet, the Bible Bee.
You want to listen to that today? I think it came out today, right?
I don't know if everyone here, but we grew up, I was quizzed on the Bible, and these sweet kids were getting quizzed on the Bible, and we're going to show those videos, Derek, whenever you're ready. Bible Bee, if y'all saw that last week. Oh, we got it? Oh, yeah, play it. This is the Bible Bee.
1 Corinthians 10:31.
Yes, please recite.
1 Corinthians 10:31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31.
Dang.
You know, that scripture, Mia, was a scripture in my junior high football team. We would say that before every practice and before every game. We would say, therefore,
I play football,
whether you
by
eat,
the way.
Whether you drink, or whether you play football, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. David played tailback on that team. Every time he went out on the field,
twins?
The coach would say, get your tailback on the bench, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Mia, congratulations, you got 500 points.
Yeah!
Mia's like, can I just get the points? Yeah. Can you not talk about football and the tailback?
Every white Christian dude in America has to bring it back to high school football.
Yeah.
Well, that scripture reminds me of Friday nights.
Yeah.
Every night I'd put on the black tape, John 3:16.
Yeah.
Were those guys twins?
Twin action going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're probably going to be like Genesis 1:1, yeah, in the beginning. You know, I used to play high school baseball. We had a lot of big innings. That was before football season, which I also played.
Yeah. That's my twin over there, you know. I wanted to kill him. But unlike Cain and Abel, we loved each other.
Just can't help themselves. I love that Mia didn't even like give like a fake laugh at the tailback joke.
She's like, okay, these guys are weirding me out.
I'm
here to get the job done.
Yeah.
Play the kid who recites the whole New Testament. Play that
Oh,
one.
My gosh.
Yeah, dude.
It's a couple hours long, but we're in a power group.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, I mean the books. Play. Is this the one? No. Is that the one? Oh, there it is, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Give it to us. Give it to us.
No twins this time.
Here's our next passage. Keep yourselves in the love of God.
Let's go, Bowtie.
Zachary.
Let's go, bowl cut.
Jude 1:20-21.
That is correct. Please recite it.
Man, he was Jude.
Jude 1:20-21. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most
super
holy
Saiyan
faith.
Focus.
Come on.
Praying in the Holy Spirit.
Find it.
Keep yourselves in the love of
Rachel.
God.
Impressive.
Waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
He's going full Slumdog right now.
To eternal life, June 1, 2021.
It's like Rain Man.
Yeah. Zachary. This is great. Oh, there's Twin.
Zachary, so I hear that you can talk so fast that people can call you an auctioneer. Yeah. But you recite those passages very clearly and very slowly and very focused. You're doing a great job.
Are you going to say that, not challenge him to say something for us?
Ooh.
Do you want to say something for us? Auctioneer style?
Now wait, Zach, you've got 1,000 baseball cards, right?
More.
Why do you auction?
I didn't know so much about Zach.
Don't have to put them in my back pocket, sorry.
Can you give us some recitation of something really fast?
I can say the books of the New Testament.
No, you can't.
Go off, Zach.
In one breath.
Okay, let's hear this. Go.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, 11, Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st, 2nd Colossians, 1st, 2nd Timothy, Acts, Philippians, Hebrews, James, 1st, 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd Revelation.
Oh my God!
You know that?
Wow.
Nah, that's not... All right, we're good. Give us your Zachary right there.
That was
Can you
not,
do it?
That was not how an auctioneer would do it, by the way. Yeah. I've been to a lot of county fairs. They don't talk like that.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
Hey, good morning, you two here. Yeah.
First thing, really, Levin's God. You can't recite all of them?
No.
Wow.
I played sports, unlike Zach, so I was busy during that time.
That's funny, man.
Where can you watch this?
Yeah.
It's kind of off-brand, but HBO Max.
That is off-brand.
Did you believe me?
For a second.
I don't know.
This seems like something Derek's aunt would know where to find it.
Yeah, she's got it.
Aunt Linda would find it.
I know all of them. Yeah, how many? All 27. Good job. Yeah, there we go. We got a Bible nerd there.
What's she saying? She confirmed your answer?
She confirmed it. Thank you.
How many in the Old Testament?
39. She confirmed it.
Good enough for me.
Oh, I'm the real deal, dude. I was raised. What'd you listen to growing up? The radio? I drove to school with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Me and Zachary, dude. Be like this. I had the straight across.
Yeah.
You did. I've seen pictures.
I had the straight across, for sure. My haircut until like fourth grade was like a presidential. Remember the gel that
was
big
cute.
In like the 90s that was made of, it was like concrete in your hair that was like, it was a presidential fully slicked, and I finally was bullied enough where I was like, we gotta change this, we gotta. So I went with the.
With just the straight down.
The straight down. Little Jim Carrey vibes.
Some of that gel, I feel like, was different. That's got to be, like, banned now. Because I would come out of Great Clips with a haircut in fourth grade, and it would, like, hurt your hand
yes.
to touch it. It was, like, concrete.
It was like, you ever got a dip cone?
Yeah, like the turtle shell?
Yeah, and you're like, oh, the chocolate's so hard now. That was my head. Small town vibes.
Did your mom do your hair every day?
Did you
put the gel
yeah.
in and brush
Slicked it?
It
down.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Well... She taught me there were 66 books in the Bible.
When did you guys start picking out your own clothes for school?
Kindergarten.
Whoa.
Very early. Well,
yeah.
I don't know.
That's actually I have a good story with that.
I
have a good story with that. Was so particular about...
Is it a 30-second story?
Oh.
Yeah. Let's do it. It's time.
Okay, perfect.
For my favorite segment... Is that the story?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. 30 seconds. Derek's getting a setup.
And it's about picking out your own outfits in kindergarten. Can't wait.
Derek, you tell us when you're ready. Are we ready? And on Katie's action, 30, tell us the story in 30 seconds.
I was really particular and I wanted to...
Focus.
Pick out my own clothes. And I would cry every morning, even if I picked it out. So my dad went to Goodwill, and he picked out a really ugly dress, and he told me that if I cried about the clothes that I picked out, then I have to wear this dress to school. But then I would still wake up in the morning and be upset about my clothes, but I...
Uh-oh. Couldn't close.
So the year was 1997.
And then I remember this one day I had this outfit. I went up for kindergarten and...
What was the end?
But I was so proud of my outfits in kindergarten that my teachers would comment on them, and they would show me They would show me around to the other teachers.
Oh, wow. You were destined to model. Holy cow.
So that was, man, they created a monster.
I think they did, honestly.
Look at her.
I was like expected to show up looking pristine.
Yeah.
Clothes were nice. They weren't wrinkled.
No, my dad
ironed.
Did
it look like you co-slept all night?
My dad ironed our clothes every night.
Wow. Really?
He did.
Oh, that's cute, I guess. Yeah. I don't
know. Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
That's what you're going to do.
He irons your clothes every night?
Yeah. So it'd be ready for the morning. Uh-huh.
Steamer's amazing. Okay. It's 30 seconds.
I don't even care if my own clothes are wrinkled, let alone
I know.
The child. Okay, let's this has been fun. Let's get to a little Q&A with y'all, because we want to talk to y'all. If we can have my team help us out here, we're going to do a little Q&A, because y'all are here. We're hanging out. So give yourself a round of applause. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Seriously, so much fun. Appreciate y'all. My boy Mikey. Give it up for Mikey.
Hey,
Mikey. Woo! That's just his stage name because of the mic situation. we want to talk to you all. Who has a question? Loud and proud. Where? Over here? Did you see one over here?
Back there?
Oh, back there.
May need to come up a little bit. I don't know if the mic.
No, we got it. We got
Meet
it.
Me halfway.
We've figured this out. What's up, my man?
Wow, he's not moving.
What's your name?
Hey, name's John.
What's up, John?
Not much.
From the Bible or what?
Fourth book, nothing like it. So I've got a friend who has a fantasy football team, and we talked about fantasy earlier, so I just want just some advice on if he has a good team or not.
Perfect.
So here's his team.
Wait, how many teams are in the league?
14.
Got it.
Yep. So Patrick Mahomes is his quarterback. Nice start. And then it goes Pollard, Hopkins, Judy, Kmet, Smith-Schuster, and James Cook. And that's his team. What do you guys think?
Yeah, he's going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, 14-team league. Yeah, he's great.
I mean, she prefers more of the white people, but I think it's a solid team.
What's his team name? I'll judge it by this.
TK Big Buckets with a Z.
Hey. Glad I asked.
Yeah. I don't feel like that's a last name of any of the players. I thought
TK.
That's
a, you think Travis
that's
Kelce?
That's a legal last name.
Oh, Travis Kelce. That's what it is.
Buckets. Whoa, take it easy.
Oh, Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce.
I saw he was injured. I learned that as we were sitting out here.
Good job keeping up the football. Okay, yeah. Who else? Who else?
I got a question about stand-up comedy.
Cool.
What's up?
Have you ever, before you started doing like arenas and like the big shows that you've done in comedy clubs, did you ever do a show that you absolutely bombed?
Yeah. What's your name, man?
Caleb.
What's up, Caleb? Yeah. Thanks for being here. Do you have answers?
I'm thinking of yours.
For sure, man. I mean.
Or no, that's, no, sorry, that's bad. I wasn't even there. This is the very beginning.
I will
beginning.
Say, like, I'm lucky because I grew up comedically on the internet, so like I bombed on the internet a lot. I did a lot of weird stuff making content in places. Like I got hired to come make vines on the red carpet. I was like, Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift were like 10 feet from me as I'm like, you know, it's like weird experiences. Then I got in the stand-up world, and yeah, man, I mean, so many like just quick, you know, you get off stage, it's brutal. But one of my favorite unique stories, sad, was I got flown out to do a comedy show for the Memphis Grizzlies. It was like family fun night. They're on the intercom like, stay after the game. Trey Kennedy's doing a comedy show. And then in the midst of all this game, Kobe Bryant died. I'm not kidding. You know, we all know what happened. Horrific. And so they're like, my people are telling me like, we're not even sure if this is happening, blah, blah, blah. And then lo and behold, it happened. And I remember the guy gave me the mic. He's like, just do your best. And I tried to make people laugh like at a NBA game hours after Kobe died. So that didn't go well. That's all time. That's wild.
That's brutal. I don't know if I've had an entire show go poorly, but definitely jokes all the time. I tried to tell a Trump joke in Louisville one time. That was one of the dumbest things I've ever done.
Don't do it down in Stanley. You know?
And then there was a time in Phoenix, I think it was like April of 2021. I still remember it fondly. Maybe you guys have heard on the podcast, like I had several dogs. We would get them from the pound, and then they would get run over, and we'd go back and get more. And then we were like, all right, we really don't want to lose this dog. So we tied it to the trampoline, get back one weekend, and the dog had ran away with the trampoline. And which is a lot to lose both those things when you're nine. You know, it was a bummer a weekend. Anyway, I try to make all this funny, but everyone loves dogs, and they weren't loving, like, yeah, and then Cookie died. Like, okay, could you stop, I think. So kind of what you're feeling right now, yeah, the whole place felt for the whole time. So, yeah, you learn, but it's scary, but that's how you get better.
I, too, Caleb, I could tell, too. You're one of our black brothers and sisters out here tonight.
I'm one of them, yeah.
Let's go, man. The first time when I was new to stand-up years ago, the first time I ever felt like I just crushed it was an all-black crowd. I was just like, wow, they're giving me love. They're showing me love. And then the first time I ever bombed really bad was an all-black crowd. Because I showed up, everything be going well, and I was like, I saw the all-black crowd. I was like, these are my people. I got up there, man. I opened up with a joke about, it was right when it was super hot, the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, that show on Netflix. I made some joke about that, and I learned real quick, black people do not watch that show. And they looked at me like I was talking another language, and I just fell apart. And by the end of the set, they were like laughing at me. And then the comic after me, she was there. The comic after me got up on stage, and white dude, he's like, I'm sure it's tough to trust another white face after that performance. And I just left the building. I left. So there's a lot of those experiences, but they help because they turn you into a sociopath who doesn't care about embarrassment anymore.
Sorry, one last one I thought of that Trey and I actually did together. Surely we've talked about this on the podcast at some point, but it was kind of during COVID times. My old university, Southwest Baptist, reached out. Like, we'd love to have Trey and Jake do a show. We're like, well, that'd be kind of fun. And they're like, we don't want you to come here. Just do it virtually.
COVID virtual show.
Yeah, it's like, okay. And yeah, it could be fun. We don't have anything going on Tuesday. Let's do it anyway. And so we sit down, we kind of go over what we're going to do, half of your jokes, half of my jokes. Yeah, we're feeling good. And we sit in front of this, you know, it's like a Zoom meeting where we are just trying to do comedy. But what the students didn't know is their chat, we could also see. So we're trying to perform, and we're seeing what they're saying about us. And what was the one that really got us?
The very first, but within 5 minutes, pops up and said, is this all it is? And we had 55 minutes remaining.
Like, I don't think people told them it was a comedy show. Like, I don't know what they came in expecting. I don't know if they get extra credit for this.
I mean, we go a whole other rabbit hole is just like virtual comedy shows during quarantine. That should have never been done. I humiliated myself in a number of Zoom conference calls. But thanks for the question, man. I appreciate it. Who else we got? Okay, right here. What's up? What's up?
Man, that was brutal.
What's your name?
Hello, I'm Elizabeth from Colorado.
What's up, Elizabeth?
And my question is actually for Katie, a little bit more of a serious one. Ever since the first time you were on the podcast, you've been very inspirational to me. As a homeschooled Christian girl, I was very much taught you're quiet and you're gentle and you're not independent and strong. That's what the girls of the world do. And I think that you have seemed to find a balance of being very kind and sweet, but very strong and confident. I love how you kind of keep the guys in line.
Ooh.
And so I have two teenage daughters and would love any advice you would have that I could pass on to them so they could grow up to be like you.
Dang.
That is very sweet. Thank you.
She speaks up enough. We don't need to encourage it a lot.
I've found my voice since I've gotten married.
No, that's really kind. I think that's really insightful. It's spot on.
Yeah, that's very sweet. I mean, I don't have too much advice because I feel like my parents probably helped me a lot. But I mean, it sounds like you are already doing a great job. But I mean, I think that I am a quieter person naturally. And so having people like encourage me to have a voice. Trey does that, and I have other friends that do that, so that helps a lot. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sweet question, yeah.
Well, someone asked me a question like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, Jake, you're just so perfectly blended. How do you do it?
How do you do it? I want my sons to be like you, my sons' sons. We got one? Okay, what's up?
Sorry, I just grabbed it behind her. My name's Joan.
Hi.
And I'm taking Katie's side as well. A little bit triggered. Do you know how big 10 centimeters is?
Yeah.
For this whole push
present. Oh, I love
this.
What is the 10 centimeters in question? Is that Trey or is that Katie?
Definitely Katie.
What are we talking about?
Do you know?
Yeah. Answer the question.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
I mean, I will. I'm going to give Katie her props. She she played herself. She was big on, like, she's got a little sprinkle of that hippie, like, I don't want all the meds, I kind of want to do it, but like when I'm
a little sprinkle.
A little sprinkle. And so she's like, I really want to kind of wait till the last minute for the epidural. She's like, I don't want to go full.
Not
but,
too last minute.
But she kind of waited maybe too last minute, because by the time she was like, give me that epidural, they're like, well, I mean, they're busy, it's going to take a while. And she kind of low-key gave a full-blown natural birth, and which, yeah.
Wish was, I would have done that.
Which was, it was a lot for me too. I was like, yeah. I was like, giving her a massage. Like, how long is this gonna take?
Yeah. Add that on top of it. A natural birth.
9 pounds.
With a 9 pound
9 pounds. And his hand was like this.
And his hand was like that.
It was.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Yes.
This is a rally tray. You don't know.
Wow. Yeah. It's getting wild. Oh wait, we got.
I wish I would have known that. You should have brought that evidence to the court.
I should have. You know.
It's so funny
too.
Play my
cards right.
The doctor's like, yeah, his hand was part of it too. It's like, great. Yeah. What's up? What's your name, man? What's going on?
Mark. Just love the Mood Swings YouTube channel.
Thanks,
brother.
What's your favorite course locally? And Jake, how many strokes are you giving Trey?
Favorite course locally. Well, we just joined one, which we joined it right in time for them to tear it all down, which has been really cool. So my favorite
good
course
price.
That, yeah, is just doing a ton of construction has got to be Brook Ridge.
Yeah.
But I, you just played a really, you played the one where Mahomes played recently, right?
Yeah.
Was that one nice?
Mood Swings is our golf channel. We got into golf, twinning around, and it's been a fun, like, side project for us for sure. Brook Ridge lets us shoot out there. It's great. I got an opportunity. So we got into golf on tour because you're out there, and you start to realize, like, okay, we have two shows in Greensboro, North Carolina. We're busy from 5 to midnight. What in the world do we do from the time we wake up till 5? So
See Greensboro. Walk around.
You know, tell Katie how proud I am of her. For the. And so golf was, we got into it. We got into it naturally. We started making content. And I just am so bad. And Jake's gotten so good. And it's
last couple of videos, you've been holding your own, though.
Yeah,
you're
decent,
trending upward. Yeah, it's nice.
I'm just a head case. I'm not very good. I forgot where I was going with it. Oh, and then I got asked, one of my buddies, Chris Lane, country artist, some of you might be familiar, he came to town. He's like, come golf with me, man. A buddy of mine's got us at Wolf Creek. You know, Wolf Creek, it's like one of the very fancy, exclusive courses, like in Olathe or whatever. It's men only, which is hilarious. Like, women literally aren't allowed on the property.
Well, no wonder
so
you
So I was like, I'll be there. No, which is weird, but anyway, it's like, I like to golf, but I still can't come around to all the... like, make sure you have a collared shirt and all that. It annoys me. So we show up, and these guys are all, like, borderline professional golfers. And
I
just embarrassed myself for 5 hours.
Oh, no.
I mean, it was so bad. And I will never... The guy who got us on the course is, like, a former Chiefs player. Mm. And I'll never talk to that guy again, because I lost 50 balls. It was so embarrassing. So... But Jake's gone pretty good.
Yeah, hey, fun question. Yeah, it's fun. It's great. A great way to pass the time.
You like golf?
That's it.
No, I do not play.
We got another Mikey? What's going on? What's up? What's your name? What's going on?
My name is Kathy, and I was at your white wedding in Parkville.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Thanks for being there.
I still don't understand it. Can you explain that to me?
Did you come to the show?
No, you were going to give me one ticket. I had to pay for this. I'm here.
Wait, did you come to the show a few weeks ago?
No, you were going to give me one ticket. Why would I come by myself?
Oh, no. Where's the manager? Where's the manager?
There.
You should have... Kathy, you were at the white people wedding shoot. If you came to the show,
Parkville.
We did a whole shoot.
I was in Parkville.
Parkville was beautiful. It was amazing.
It was great.
I'm sad you couldn't make it to the show. You're supposed to be there.
By myself?
I mean, I don't
know. Free ticket's a free ticket. I mean,
all right, listen. Just explain what that was about.
That was about taking advantage of you. And it worked. No, that was at the show. We did this whole, if you came to the show, White People Weddings, there's a video in the back. It's hilarious, amazing. And if we invited people locally to come be extras in the shoot. Of course, Aiden was there and his mother. It was a blast. So, and it was showed at the comedy show, part of the Grow Up Tour on the road.
Can you show it now? I want to see you in that dress.
It was at the show a few weeks ago. I'm sad you couldn't be there.
Don't you have it on video?
It was at the show, Kathy.
We want to see you in the dress.
Well,
we don't, though.
Do you have any other questions? Or we're done with Kathy? Okay. I was excited to keep talking to her. What's up, bro?
So, I'm Greenskeeper Ian. Hey, Jake.
What's up, dude? We met Ian shooting golf content on the course.
The very first video we ever filmed. Ian was there.
And he didn't know who we were at all. We explained it, and now he's here. It's awesome. What's up, man? He's even got like his sunglasses on his hat. He's ready to mow a green right now.
Yeah. I just got off work at like 3, so I went to bed and then came here.
What's up, dude?
So last week after I talked to Jake, not 30 minutes after I talked to you on 18, for lack of better terms, I had threatened to have a club shoved up my...
Okay.
Was it Kathy? What happened?
I did.
You gave her 2 tickets to golf.
And I kind of did the wrong thing. I laughed because I thought they were joking, and it just escalated, and I about got shoved off the green, and I got cussed out. What would you guys have done? Because I don't know how to approach that situation.
Wow. So they're upset you were like trying to water or something, and they got mad at you?
Absolutely.
I took 2 title boxing classes, so. I would have been just fine.
Katie didn't even use an epidural, so she could have. That's wild.
Out of all 3 of us for a fight, you might want to pick me.
Yeah. She's tall.
Good length.
That's insane. So on 18, like they're wrapping up the round, and they got physical with you.
I never thought to pick a fight with the greenskeeper.
I mean, To be fair, I might just advise you to take it because I feel like I've wrapped up 18. I was like, I just need to hit somebody. So maybe you just be there for him. Like, I'm here for you, man. Yeah, just take a shot.
Like, dude. I originally just thought they were joking, so I started laughing, and then they started cussing, and I was
like, laughing
at
me?
Yeah.
That's
and it just,
wild,
like,
man.
Flipped a switch, and I hope my boss doesn't hear this. I'll probably get in trouble if I do, but it'll be all right. So.
Nah, you're the man. Give it up for Ian.
That's fun to hear.
Got out on the course. And now he's here. Thank you, man.
It is fun that we saw Ian, and we're having to explain that. Like, we hadn't made a single YouTube video yet, and we're trying to explain it to him. And he thought it was cool, which no one else was that day. Like,
yeah, what? He was the man. Wait, we got a question right up?
They've got it right now.
Oh, we got one? Okay, then we'll go here.
Hi, cool. I'm Jordan. My friend here's husband gets confused for you all the time. You guys look very similar. And we are kind of curious if it'd be possible to get, like, a photo or a video at some point tonight. To try to trick everybody to think
he's... Is he here tonight?
No. But we have a photo of him.
Cool prank.
So get a photo of
but we
me
like a
with the photo
like
of him.
A picture and like post it online, and then maybe nobody would know it was you, or maybe everybody would.
Yeah,
y'all
just
look
husband
so
right
similar.
What's your husband's name?
Will.
Will, yeah. That's always Will's.
You should...
You guys are
It's
well,
weird.
Well, I don't look that unique, unfortunately. The amount of times I get, I never thought, I didn't get, my whole life I don't have a, what?
Do you get that a lot?
Yes, I never, my whole life I never had like a celeb look light or everything, but I started getting blown up. Any white guy with a brown beard, they're like.
I swear it's not just that. Like y'all really do look similar.
I've met a couple guys on the road. I'm like, yeah, we do. We
yeah.
do. We really do. You look unique.
Thank you.
That was all I had. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd love to meet him. Let's go play golf with Ian or something.
Yeah.
We can fight Ian together. What's up, dude? What's your name?
My name's Joe. So I actually know this guy, play music with him in church. So,
dude, Mikey, let's go.
Dude, I know. Dude, what's up, bro? I'm from a big, I'm third of eight, big Christian family. So appreciate all the jokes to that. You had the thing with dogs. We had it with birds in my family. We went through parakeets like once a month. It's like, I don't know if it's like a big Christian family thing or what.
I don't think it is. Parakeet.
Love how I was trying to relate to you, dude. You had dogs, I had parakeets.
Yeah. Same thing going on.
Classic Christian thing.
So we do have a question. This is my wife, Kimmy.
What's up, Kimmy?
Loves watching the podcast.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So
loves parakeets.
Here's the question.
Okay. Thanks for the setup. Okay.
Oh.
So I'm also embarrassed because I've sent you a video for like a fan vid, but to like a wrong email, I think. And so if you've heard this question before, you know, I'm sorry. But,
no,
okay.
You're fine.
So as my husband Joe said, sheltered, big family, not sheltered.
No sports in my high school.
No sports?
No sports.
Very just small Catholic.
Just birds
bird
only.
Training. Yeah. Yeah.
Their grade system was based on character.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Grades were based on character?
Peace, patience, kindness. You guys know this stuff.
Wow. That's next level.
That's something else.
So the question is sheltered, not sheltered. But we're both, you know, we're trying to live a good Christian life. And we actually find my husband is more lenient in areas where he was like grown
strict.
Yeah, where he was strict, his parents were strict.
Yeah, he hunts birds
and
now.
I'm more strict in areas where my parents were lenient with like how much screen time. I had a TV in every room in my house and they didn't have one. And so I'm the one really like trying to guard the screen time with the kids.
Sure, sure.
And he's more like put a movie on. Make some popcorn, which I love the popcorn. Give him more
so
candy, ice cream. Take him to get ice cream today. Anyways.
He loves birdseed.
Yeah.
Long backstory, sorry. The question is, coming from a similar sheltered, less sheltered, how do you plan to raise your kids?
Great question.
And do you like experience that tension where like maybe you're more like...
A little bit, yeah. Because I was raised very sheltered and tense. You better make all A's. Super strict, and you heard me joke earlier. Her family's just kind of like we haven't even talked to one of the kids in a while. We don't know where they are.
It's not that extreme.
No, it is, and it's like it's a good happy medium though. And I hope we can meet in the middle. But it's been just flavors of that, you know, where I'm like, all right, he's got to sleep through the night. Let's just shut the doors and turn off the monitor, and we'll see him in the morning. And like, she's like, oh,
like
my gosh.
5 months old. I'm like, well, he needs like, to burp. That's why he's crying.
He needs to hold him. He has anxiety, I think. And so we've already got a little tension there, but that's going to get very interesting. We've started to talk about that.
I feel he's so little now, it's like hard to...
It feels like you have a pet when you have like a six-month-old. Like, nothing I say matters. You just like say crazy stuff, you know.
What are you guys going to do about the bird seed situation?
Well, she's always like, it's a choking hazard. I'm like, it's the source of life.
Yeah.
The birds. So that's a whole thing. But,
yeah, I mean, just listen to future episodes and maybe Judge Jake will help us figure it out.
How do we raise our kids? Go.
Yeah.
Go. Figure it out. But no, it's, I think like any good couple will take the pros and cons from both of our experiences. And, you know, we're on the same page about a lot of things, but certain things I'm maybe too far this way on, she'll help me and vice versa. So it's going to be, as you know, a struggle. Because how old are you? You said 5 and 3?
Yeah.
So.
They use the iPad.
They use the iPad, yeah. Nice.
I love
the
iPad.
We did for the first time. We were driving on the road, and he was screaming, like, Katie, let's YouTube Cocomelon and see what happens.
He didn't watch it. He's too little.
Not yet. We'll get there. Do we have anything? One or two more questions?
We have this guy right here, but you got one?
Two more.
So let's can we do this one, this one, this one?
Three more. Okay. Done. Right there. What's up?
Hello. I'm Hannah. I live in Gladstone, Missouri.
Let's go Gladstone.
Okay. I had a question for the dudes. What's the last home project that you did that made you really feel like a man?
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
The last home project.
Example, I felt like a man when I got up on my roof and patched a hole.
Let's go.
Hannah. Might hire you out. Come to Shawnee.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm famous for avoiding home projects at all costs.
Oh, yeah. Why do it when Hannah's of the world will do it?
I don't know
if
y'all feel this way. Have you ever grown up with, like, one of my biggest flaws, supposedly, as a kid, is, like, it stayed with me till an adult. So I, like, okay, it's just who I am. Like, my dad is, he could, like, wire this whole place and plumb it. And, like, he's that dad, right? Anything. And he tried to raise me, like, let's go fix this, fix that. And he tells a story of when we were, like, four, and he's like, we're going to build a birdhouse. And he said, within 10 minutes, I go, can't we just buy one? And that's, like, to this day, I'm just like, dude, just pay someone. I just can't do it. And the last thing I did that made me real proud of myself, we have a sliding door somewhere in our home, and it was, like, kind of, like, dragging across the ground. And I looked up and saw a screw was loose, and I went, zzz. I was like, I fixed it. And I felt unbelievable. I was like, wow.
Imagine if
I was this close to being like,
hey,
you gotta call somebody. The sliding door. I mean, I'm horrible.
Imagine if you patched a hole on our roof.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
The testosterone.
Yeah. I don't know if I could handle you, so maybe it's better.
I don't have anything close to screwing one screw in. I mean, that's next level, I kill a couple spiders a week.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not bad. I'm the assembler of the family.
Sure.
This is before I discovered TaskRabbit, which now stock at TaskRabbit. Okay. Holy cow. I assembled all four of our dining room chairs. Rachel's like, wow, thank you so much. I'm like, don't sit at them too hard yet, though. Let's just test it out.
Eat a light dinner.
Yeah.
Speaking of bugs, Katie, one of Katie's newfound, like, women have these fears, especially new moms. Hers is, her random one's bugs. She'll be like,
okay, that's a new mom thing?
There's like these weird fears where, you know, just caring, is baby going to be safe? And this random one, she'll be like, yeah, he started crying and like, I couldn't really figure it out. Do you think he was bit by a bug? We'll be laying there late at night. She'll be like, what if he gets bit by a spider? And then last night, we were cleaning out the garage, which is fairly manly. We were trying to clean out the garage. We found the garage, find spiders. She's like,
she's like,
we got to take him inside. Like, are those poisonous spiders?
I was
like,
mean,
if you bring up bugs one
spiders.
More time, we're going to lose it.
Any woman, he was in his little bouncer seat on the ground, and there were just spiders.
But even before him, she'll wake up in the night with like a bump. She'll be like, dude, are there bugs?
What else is it from?
Bugs. All right, we're getting off topic. A couple will end up here. What's up?
Hi, Joette.
Hi, Joette.
So we live at Leewood adjacent, so 10 miles down the road in Lenexa.
Okay.
Come on.
That was a joke.
I think Lenexa's cool. I was happy for you.
Yeah. We like it. Mother of four, three of them over 9 pounds, so fist bump, Katie.
Woo. Dang.
Wow, impressive.
Yeah. They're over 9 pounds now, so.
Yeah. Well, two of them are sitting here, and I just wanted to thank you guys for what you're doing and having the kind of comedy that I can bring my 15-year-old daughter to.
Cool.
We like to do things as a family. So I just wanted to say that and ask Jake if he could tell his Trump joke that got bombed in Louisville.
So this was...
Thanks for saying that. That's really nice.
Yeah, that is really cool. I told this joke on like March 10th of 2020. So this is like...
Election year.
Yeah, that's what we all think. Yeah, Summer Olympics coming up. So at that point, we had heard of COVID-19, we've heard of coronavirus, and it was like in China and like maybe Seattle. At that point, it was like, is it coming for the United States? So I don't remember how it went exactly, but basically I had some joke where I was like, hey, I think no matter who you voted for. We can agree that this, like, how did it go? Whatever. Basically, it's crazy. Yeah, this is going good, huh? It's crazy how widespread COVID is getting right now across the United States with Trump's typical policy of things made in China. I think it was a joke. And I was like, oh, wow, that's really clever. They'll appreciate that. Not in Louisville. So something like that.
That was great. All right, wrap it up here. What's up? What's up? Who we got? Oh, it's Kyle. What's up, Kyle?
I know how to stand up. It's Kyle. Hello.
Hey, Kyle.
What's up, man?
Should I sit down? Should I stand up? I work from home, too, so it's weird to see real people.
Welcome.
It's been a while. I wanted to ask this for both the couples. How many kids are you planning on having?
Oh, nice.
He's like, and can they sleep in our bed? we'll be on it. We're a big team of three.
Uh-huh.
Well, three kids, team of five. We're big on three. I grew up with the nuclear family, two kids. She has, like I said, her family's crazy, five kids. Wow.
Wow, crazy.
So she wanted more. I was always team two, but, you know, God willing, I think three is probably most likely, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. You might have four.
What you guys?
I just said to Rachel, I think last week, we're not like looking to have kids anytime super soon, but I was just thinking about it and I was like, Rachel, I was just thinking like, if we for some reason like have triplets, we for sure, like there has to be a reality show about us, like the triplets, like,
yeah.
Just so you know.
Oh, yeah, like, I'll executive produce it.
We'll do it. Like just a heads up, like that will happen, like that has to happen. So I gave her the heads up there. But if everything happens normally, I think I came from family of two, Rachel came from three, so we'll be somewhere in there.
Plot twist, Trey is going to film you if that happens.
Yeah, deal.
Oh, yeah.
Say less. All right.
So 2.5 for Jake.
2.5, yeah.
Yeah. A 9-pounder and a couple
full grown.
Y'all, thank y'all so much.
Thanks for being here. Yeah.
Seriously, it means the world. It's so fun to do like these big fun shows like we did in the middle of a few weeks ago. Sorry you missed it, Kathy. Yeah. But we love this. Is like so fun to do this intimate with like our like truest of deepest fans. It means the world y'all tune in every week. So thank you guys for coming on a Wednesday all the way from Lenexa or wherever you came. We love you guys. Good night.
Thank you guys.